This week's parasha, we read about the purification process from Tumas Meis. And even though it's a chok, Zos Chukas HaTorah, we always look to try and understand whatever messages we can learn from these psukim. Pasuk Vav says that the Kohen takes an eitz erez, a piece from a cedar tree, the ezov, and the piece of a small bush, a low bush, ushnito lat, and a worm, v'yishlich el toch srefat hapara, and throws it into the burning of the parah aduma. The question is, why are these components used? So Rashi famously explains that the shnito lat and the ezov are things meant to lower someone's gaiva image. The way one heals oneself from gaiva, Rashi in Vayikra Perek Dalet by Metzora, yashpil atzmo migavaso kitolas keizov, like worms and bushes on the low ground. And so too here, when a person confronts death, it should bring someone to anivut. The obvious question though is why one takes an eitz erez. Rashi says, because people's problems come from gaiva. But the Sfat Emet asks, so if the problem came from gaiva, why are we using an eitz erez to be metayer the person? The Sfat Emet says a very powerful idea, and he says, the tikkun for gaiva is not to reduce oneself to a bush and a worm. Gaiva is part of us because we're supposed to use it for the right reasons. The tikkun of the bush and the worm is to remind a person, to put themselves in perspective and lower themselves down so they can raise themselves up correctly. In fact, the Sfat Emet quotes the Rabbi Mi Parshischa, the Simcha Bunim Mi Parshischa, who says on the Pasuk, Mashpil Geim, Umagbiya Shvalim, that it's part of one process. God lowers down the proud ones so that he can raise them up properly later. This concept of bravado, of high-heartedness in the service of God, we find in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, where it says that Yehoshaphat Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. The Shem Yishmuel says, you see from here, that the Avodas Hashem has to be with pride, has to be with confidence, has to be with high-heartedness. And he connects it to the Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Vayavo, Kol Asher Nisa'o Libo. Building a Mishkan requires high-heartedness, requires confidence in our ability to build something grandeur, and bring the Shechina down to our world. Yosher Divrei Emes, one of the early Chassidus Shesvarim, writes, Avodas Ha'adam Hashem Yisbarach has to be begavus, and it's not enough to serve with one of them. It's all a matter of perspective. It's understanding that relative to God, we're very little, but that in the service of God, we're very great. Rav Kook in Arota Tchia Ote has a very powerful piece where he says, Gdolim anachnu v'gdulotein meshugatenu. We are great people and we have great potential. U'bishvil kach, gdolos hein tsarotenu u'gdolin gam tanchumotenu. That's why the tsarot we suffer and the nechama we have are great as well, because we have great potential. He says if we know our greatness, then we know ourselves, and if we forget our greatness, we forget ourselves, and that's when we become low people, as the Jews are in Gullus. To conclude, Rav Chaim Friedlander, the great Mashgiach of Panovich Yeshiva, the author of the Sifsei Chaim Svarim, was once sitting and speaking about his anivus and how low he is and how he shouldn't take himself so seriously, and then he was told that there was a certain woman giving birth who needed a Yeshua, and he stood up and he said, I'm gozer in Shemayim that the Yeshua should come immediately. One of his children asked him, Abba, you were just speaking about how lowly you are, and now you stand up and make a gzera in Shemayim. Reb Chaim said, a Jew has to know that on the one hand he's so little, but on the other hand he has the ability to accomplish so much when he focuses on his relationship with Hashem and his tefillos. May we be able to strike this balance symbolized between the Eitz Erez versus the Ezov and the Tolat.